This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it was me and Kyle, Gas. We are we're on the ship. We're trying to find this new friggin' new world.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so like basically we're sort of trailing friggin' Columbus.
Mm.
And as soon as he finds it, we're gonna speed up really fast and get there first.
When Columbus finds it, you're gonna sort of sit in his draft.
Yes,
and then Days of Thunder style, yes. Slingshot past him.
Yes,
around the corner, bang, Plymouth yes. Rock. You smash in. Kyle Gass jumps off. A little ding, 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 ding. Lay down a tasty riff.
And so we're behind it. We're in a glass boat so they can't see us, and we're wearing blue shirts, so we're like the ocean, and we have little fish hats on. Oh. So every time they look back, we're just like these two fish.
Hey, those fish. I think those fish are following us.
Where else are we supposed to be?
Shut up, first mate. Those fish seem like they're following us. Hey, first mate, would you pipe down? And first mate's name is Smee, right?
Yes. Smee. Old Smee. He was young. He was like, at that time, he was very young.
Yes.
He was like a millennial.
He very boldly would say, time for Smee. Instead of like what you're used to.
Yes. So Kyle's being such a big baby. He has smallpox and he's like whining about it. And I have big pox and I'm being very brave.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, you know, he's like playing a little classical riff.
Sure, yeah. Just kind of a lullaby.
Yes.
It's sort of
to help me go to sleep.
To swim
sleep. Yes, my shift is over. So now I'm going to sleep, but guess what? He puts himself to sleep too. Guess if he does that. He does.
Do I get to guess?
Yes, guess.
He's playing the riff. Your shift's over, so he's supposed to start. He got small pun, you got big pun.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't fall asleep.
Okay, he does fall.
Oh,
this time he does fall asleep. You're thinking of a different time.
No, Hayes, I almost said that.
Yeah, you're thinking of a different time.
Hayes? You have to believe me.
I know. I'm saying that I am believing you.
Yeah.
So we wake up and guess what? We're in the friggin' old world.
Oh, because the wrong way.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this universe we call showbiz.
University we call showbiz.
I said universe.
Oh, universe that we call showbiz.
Because I was thinking of the thing we want to talk about.
Yes.
It's hard if you've ever tried to hold two thoughts at the same
for me
time. The brain is for one at a time.
For me, I don't even do one because what I find that limits me. So I'll go no thoughts, and then whatever I'm saying, I find out about it later when I listen to the show.
Eugene Cordero is here.
Hi,
the comedy man.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
What, you want us dumbbell. To say you're something else?
No. I just want to hear Comedy Man.
The Comedy Man. He's finally here.
Hmm? He's the friggin' dumbbell, and I can say that.
Hey, he said it, not me. You know, if you call yourself that, you can't get mad at me, dumbbell.
Yeah. It's a racial slur.
Schler. Schler. Mm-hmm. Mike Schler.
Mike Schler. Oh, I've heard of him.
Watch Good Place.
Oh, my God.
Can't the show be nice? And so Eugene is here, and your name isn't right anymore because you used to have huge jeans, but you now have normal jeans.
Yeah, I've got normal jeans.
Little Gene Cordero, and maybe Little Gene Corduroy.
Little Gene
Corduroy.
Little Gene Corduroy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I added an S, added a little in there,
yeah,
and that's my new name. That's my married name.
Yeah, exactly. Your original name was given to you by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Trump. This guy, he's the best. He's got Eugene's.
Man, that Donald Trump is so good because it rocks right into his Italian, you know, like his true Italian.
People don't include that. When Tony does it, I love Tony.
Yeah.
But he doesn't do the Italian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do the Italian enough. And it's just like, you got to get to his roots.
Baldwin,
hints at it.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now, Baldwin hinted at it when he got behind that piano. Mm-hmm. His singing voice really got the Italian out. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it. Anyways, guys, this is a blast.
And so I said universe before, so, and what a fun little hint for...
Why'd he say that?
Yes.
Here, I'll be the listener, Hayes. Hey, why'd he say that? You have a lot of call-ins just asking questions like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't... you
don't
hear
answer them.
But this show takes a long time to record.
Yes.
Because we will stop. Mm-hmm. Brett will say, we got another call-in. They're saying, why'd he say that? We'll go, get him off the line.
Yeah, and we have to answer it like we talk to them for a second, yeah. And then we go back and
then
the
we'll
show.
Scramble.
Yes.
Brett, good job at editing that out.
Thanks, man.
Please cool. don't, because we need to, his head gets...
Yeah.
Brett is starting to sort of become kind of good on the show, yes. And people are noticing that.
He's making yeah, major strides.
What, he was a heel originally?
No, not about heel versus baby face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or just face.
Babyface is... Because there's going to be a listener that's calling in right now that goes like, what are they talking about? Yeah. Babyface is face.
There is yeah. one.
Is there like a kayfabe thing that's just like a dumb guy? Like who's bad at wrestling?
Like the Barry Horowitz, if you will.
Okay, so he was like a guy that...
Here's one of those guys who pats himself on the back.
I've always seen Brett as like a Val Venus type.
Yes!
Ladies.
Yes. Looking that up.
Mr. Ass.
Yeah,
that's what Brett is to me.
Yeah. Man. He just wears a small white towel.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes it off.
Little banana hammock.
Hey, ladies. So,
I said
yeah,
universe before. Sean and I bought the Dark Universe franchise.
Hey, why do you say that? Oh, yes. That's why.
I'm proud of you guys.
This is the Mummy. It's the Invisible Man. It's Frankenstein. Who better? We are so strongly associated with this product.
If you haven't seen The Mummy, it's coming out in a month or so. And it's going to be so good. Hayes and I were able to see an early screening.
Good for you.
At a theater last week, mm-hmm. at a local public theater.
Mm-hmm. Was it the Burbank Six?
I don't. If I say it, they'll be swarmed.
Mm-hmm. There was not like a Hadouki's seafood and buffet? Close?
What I remember is
I was smelling
the couch
like
reclined.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's individual couch seating.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, yes. I don't know that theater, but that's like expensive.
Yes, yes. And I did, yeah, I had the whole stuffed flounder.
And so, by the way, Sean and I sit on separate couches at the movies.
Please do not ship us. So we went to see it, and so we have a nose for what's hot. Mm-hmm. And we both said, this thing's going to be big when it comes out.
Yeah.
Let's... Buy now.
Mm-hmm. Buy the universe.
Own the whole universe.
You guys are pros.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great investment. There's so many other monsters. And let me say first, and I'm sorry, if you're listening to the show with children, maybe you're in the car and there's small children in the car, get them out of the car.
Get
I don't
them to
care
school.
How you do it, mm-hmm. but we're going to talk monsters.
Put them in the wheel well, please.
In the wheel well,
yeah.
Maybe you've got one of those center things in the back seat that yes. you fold out and you could stick them in the trunk.
Console.
Yes, no
console.
Poking console. Their little heads through the center.
And seal it up.
Yeah. And then open up your hood and like start barbecuing because that's what kind of family you are if you're like traveling with your fucking family all the time.
And yeah.
Get a driver.
Car.
You know what I mean?
Get
and
a
this is that
driver.
Kind of this is that kind of podcast and it's going to be that kind of conversation
got it.
Where we're just kind of all out grilling in the on the car.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to pop the hood and grill up some good ideas on the engine.
Yes.
And here's an idea. Monsters.
And who's the best to talk about that? It's Eugene Cordero.
Thank
and
you.
We thought, whenever they do these universes, they bring these people together, and they start a writer's room, and they say, oh, okay, now we'll do this movie. Wait, maybe after that we do that movie.
How does this monster get friends with this one, and who does he beat up?
I mean, the biggest thing about this franchise or these kind of things is who becomes to get friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who becomes to get friends? That's a sentence that you only see in that writer's room. It's on the whiteboard at the top, written in paint, mm-hmm. so they can't wipe it off.
Mm. And who's being mad?
Yeah. Who's being mad?
And who's being mm-hmm. mad?
Who gets to?
Who becomes to get friends?
Who becomes to get friends?
Who becomes to get friends?
And who's being mad?
And who's being mad?
Mm-hmm. And who's in love?
Who's in Love? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're throwing that in it feels real.
Mm-hmm.
Without love, it doesn't feel real.
You tell me Frankenstein ain't trying to get it in. Remember Jersey Shore?
Oh, man.
When they would be like, did you smash?
That's going to be a Frankenstein thing in your world, huh?
Yeah. Frankenstein is essentially Ronnie from Jersey Shore. And mm-hmm. fingers crossed, I think we can get the real Ronnie.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's yeah. not jump ahead.
Also, sorry. I'm happy that I'm here to talk about this with you guys and help, but if I get too much of this inside baseball, I'm going to be upset when I go to see it and I know too much. And
also, as a fan.
Yeah, I don't want to be that, because I'm a huge fan of monsters. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan that you guys
You wouldn't know it from sad? Seeing you
was
shoot
it
him,
sad
beat him
for
up.
You beating up King Kong?
Yeah.
That make you a little sad?
It makes me a little sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you pause, when the DVD, you know, comes out and you pause, you'll see it in my eyes. I put it in my work.
What kind of features are we talking about?
What kind of features on my face?
On the DVD.
On the DVD, what else are we?
We're gonna hear a little bit of DVD commentary, some deleted scenes.
Recommendations for other movies?
Recommendations for other movies, yeah.
Yeah. Is there another movie starring the sword?
There'll be a prequel where it's just the sword kind of
interested in.
Handling its own business. But that's its own universe. Weapons?
Yeah.
The weapons verse.
The weapons for a jet.
You know.
And that might be another investment.
That might be an investment. Right now you guys are in the dark, you know, the dark universe. I'm into
right.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
The monsters are fighting the weapons.
Axe is friends with the sword.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Axe, sword. Yeah, get the axe from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
The sword
mm-hmm.
from Kong.
Yeah. And my axe.
Just get that guy.
I don't even need the guy.
Yeah, you just right. hurt.
So instead of in my axe, we just change it a little bit. We just get into the ADR and he goes, and me, the axe.
And he's a little bit Italian like you.
Yeah.
You just did.
All my characters are from the old country. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
That's a voice I can do well.
Got it.
So let's.
I'm impressed. But yes.
Let's put it on the board. Let's put all the guys on the board. Tom Cruise is a mummy. Done. In the books. Johnny Depp is the Invisible Man. Not touching it. Solid gold.
Wait. Mm-hmm.
That's already in place.
Tom Cruise is the mummy?
Well, he has mummy powers.
See, and already, we're giving up a big one. So,
I thought Homegirl was the mummy.
You know that, yes. You know that mummy who's hot? You want to fuck the mummy?
Don't say that. Just show me that.
Just say you're looking to smash.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
Let's talk Frankenstein speak if we're going to live in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This will help me sort of drop into the world and see it through Frankenstein's eyes. So.
Ronnie Stein.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hayes doesn't want us to talk about that yet.
Got it.
But Sammy Sweetheart could be Greta Frankenstein. So, ideally, when you're seeing that sexy, hot mummy,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who she is. But I'm looking to smash. And you're trying to get it in through the wrappings.
Yeah.
What you don't know is Tom Cruise, beats her.
Yeah, but then he is the mummy.
By doing what she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
he beats her at her own game?
Yeah, yeah.
Heard of it.
The whole movie, she's trying to do something,
mm-hmm.
and then he does it, and somehow, that makes her die?
Yeah, no.
But it's the thing she was supposed to do to make her live forever?
Yeah.
And he does it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he get the powers? Because I was kind of eating the holding up the fish and eating it during the power.
Oh, you guys
part.
Both got the flounder.
Yes.
Mm.
And it's a whole fish. And so, and you know.
Well, that was during, I believe that's when you just kind of hold it up. Bone.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's why if you're doing whole fish, you got a bone in your eye?
Yes.
Well, that's where it came out, luckily.
Yes.
Oh, went in through the nose.
It mm-hmm. was way up in his head somewhere.
Oh.
And we started just popping them from different angles,
yeah.
You know, open palm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through the tear duct, it came out eventually because I was crying because that part of the movie is so sad.
It is really sad that he has so much powers and he doesn't know
how to
am I going to be good? Because when you're obviously, this is a universal thing that's always been true. When your eye becomes two eyes,
When your eye becomes two eyes,
Yeah.
And you sort of have another iris and pupil.
Mm-hmm. Like a mummy.
That's as evil as you can be. That's the mummy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's trying to keep his eye together somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what's going on.
That you probably just, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to solve the mummy's problem, and I'm not here to do it. If I was, I would say, like, try a magic eye.
Oh.
You know, put one of those posters in front of you and just really focus. Put those eyes into one eye and see the dolphin or whatever.
Right. It looked like just a mess.
A mess.
And then, wait a minute, it's Green Giant and Sprout.
Yeah, usually it was that, I think.
I always looked for a dolphin.
It is always, almost and always, always Green Giant and Sprout.
Green Giant and Sprout. Wait a minute. It's Green Giant and Sprout.
Is that a universe that you guys could buy franchise from?
He is a monster. This is really good, and this is why we have the comedy man here, because he is so good at making these connections. So Green Giant comes
in. He's a monster.
He's a bad monster.
And do we know another Green Giant? Frankenstein. So Ronnie and the Green – maybe Ronnie kills Sprout. Now the Green Giant wants to kill him. Doesn't kill him. Punch him.
Yeah.
Knocks him out for hitting Snooki in a bar or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
How would you beat up a monster just as someone who's done it? And let's just pick a monster. Johnny Depp is the Invisible Man.
Mm-hmm.
How would you beat him up?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have him. He's locked into this movie. He is really doing it. We just need to know how
that
he's
we can't
be
top.
Up.
Got
yes.
it.
When you're starting a franchise, what you want to do is find hot young actors because you're hoping to make six or seven of these movies over the next 10 years.
Yes,
and so you want to go. Well, who's new on the block and sort of is someone we can build a career around?
And Johnny Depp is new.
Johnny Depp.
Yes, Johnny Depp, okay. Tom Cruise, okay. Angelina Jolie, Javier Bardem.
Okay.
That is your core. Faces.
Yeah, because you go, we got a long future with them. And then maybe you bring in somebody who's with a little more gravitas to sort of be their boss, Russell Crowe. He's you may not know him. He's done two more movies than Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's it?
So he's a little older.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of these people seem very familiar to me.
You're like a
huge
monster.
But maybe it's because you guys have been sending me a bunch
if you saw the
we've
mummy,
been sort of talking them up in a grassroots way.
Yeah, we've been trying to get their names out there. But if you saw The Mummy, Russell Crowe does look Tom Cruise in the eye and say, well, you're a younger man than I.
Oh.
Which is useful information for the audience who might think, hey, these guys are the exact same age, or maybe Tom Cruise is older. But you find out, no, Dr. Jekyll, him, Mr. Hyde, Russell Crowe.
Oh, he's them.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Why? Do you ever see him? Do you ever see him freak out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you do? Okay, I forgot. Yeah. There's two bones in my eye at that part.
Yeah, so he got two more bones in his eye. I guess because you liked when the first one came out there?
Can I?
Not going in, I did not like, but when it comes out, it is nice.
I mean, you guys do know movies and showbiz a lot, way better than me because I'm
majorly.
I'm definitely confused of who these stars are because I feel like I have heard of them and maybe I'm confused now. But what I do know is as far as ordering food at a movie.
Yeah.
If you're going to order a full fish, I don't know if a flounder. I think like that's why you stick to like Bronzinos.
Well, yeah. Well, here's what's about a flounder, Eugene.
Okay,
it's got friggin' wait, but here's about the flounder.
Frankensteiner.
I have a good connection. I want to make.
Please.
It's got the mummy eyes. It's got the two eyes together.
Oh, two eyes on top.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. That's why you got it. Was it the special for the mummy? To get the flounder?
They had to bring it out of from a different restaurant.
Brett, cut that last phone call and then make it that Hayes says his good flounder connection to the mummy right away.
On it.
So, what's missing from these monsters?
Okay. We've got Frankenstein, Ronnie's beating up the Green Giant. So we'll say that we are doing
that's one movie.
Already. Sammy Sweetheart's Bride of
that's
Frankenstein.
That's the whole movie?
Sammy Sweetheart, that's Bride of Frankenstein. That's two movies.
And Angelina Jolie is that as well.
Wait, who is she?
She was supposed to be Bride of Frankenstein. We definitely need her because I think she's going to pop soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, okay.
She's sort of this ingenue. And doesn't really know the biz, hasn't been around it too much, but there's some sort of natural thing about her.
Mm-hmm.
what I'm hoping is we can get her and Sammy Sweetheart into, and I don't know how it works, some kind of threesome where they're all smashing.
That's right. And getting away from this convention of their own, Frankenstein only having one
bride.
Brides of Frankenstein.
Brides of Frankenstein, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's Sammy Sweetheart, and it's Angelina Jolie. And, you know, if we want to add more, we add more.
In how much like would you pay to see a movie like this?
How much would I pay?
How much money?
I'd pay ticket price.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a
that's,
lot.
That's great for us.
Exactly, yeah. What we're hoping.
Because usually I wait really I wait until it goes to, you know, DVD or yeah. Netflix. Yeah. But if I'm paying ticket price, you're getting me out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's big for you, too.
So that's big for me, yeah. Because mm-hmm. I don't see my own work. I don't see other people's work. I trust that you did good work if you're my friend.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Everyone is always like going out to see my stuff.
Yeah.
In a way that's like, okay, like I'll like.
I'm sorry.
Like
did they're you not
checking,
believe me?
Like they're checking my work on the big test. Like they're grading my yeah. big test. And it's like, just believe that I did a good job. Don't go like exactly. look at it.
Nothing makes me angrier than someone telling me they listen to this show.
Yes.
I just told you I did the show.
Yes, right? Just believe that you like the it's good show, you like
I told
it.
You it's funny and it's good. So when
okay,
they go.
Okay, I listened all the way through.
I was listening to it this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah,
the
well.
The teacher?
And yeah, and what'd you find out? That I'm saying the truth.
Oh, maybe they
that's
needed the
I
truth.
That's what I said yeah. I was doing.
But mm-hmm. some of it, you know. So, I mean, but that's people. People want to, you know, feel better about themselves. So they look to see how they can strike you down or if they're your true friends, yeah. they just trust that you're doing great work.
Speaking of strike you down, you're something of a puncher and kicker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Let's say we
I punch and kick through.
Let's say we had not cast a Van Helsing yet.
Oh.
And we were looking for somebody to play his very young son. We're hoping to get like one of these actors that we're talking about for Van Helsing, you know, these guys who are like new, about to be big.
Okay. Like a who's that little boy from Room?
Oh, Tremblay?
Tremblay. I was thinking more like a John Cusack.
Thank you. Yes. And that's a little more in the zone of what we're looking for. Of somebody
for the young?
Who,
for the young?
Van Helsing. Because Tremblay's been in, he's been to the Oscars already.
Yes. Yeah.
But Cusack, and he's a name that you've started to hear whispers of. Maybe
you know,
this
Joan,
guy's going to do
a Joan's
movie.
This is Joan's brother.
Oh, yeah. Joan, yes. Joan from Snatched.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So John is playing Van Helsing's very young son.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Baby Van Helsing.
Yes. Baby Van Helsing Jr. The boss baby.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And wait. We're hoping that he will eventually become the boss baby.
Yes. He'll grow into the boss baby.
So the movie is prior to the age that boss baby would be. Is it animated? Live action.
His body is animated.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah. Got it.
But yeah, ideally,
I'm told that his body's
animation.
Okay, so it's the voice of John Cusack.
And his head is claymation.
The voice and the head. Yes, but we just put clay on his head.
We've been smacking the guy with clay.
To age him up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Get him trying to look more like a real baby Van Helsing Jr.
Got it.
So what might his weapon be?
But you're definitely going with John Cusack?
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking based on my experience, I would say a sword.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a big sword guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because you've worked with a sword that you really like.
I've worked with a sword. I've seen swords work. Mm-hmm. It keeps you close.
Mm-hmm. For chopping.
Yeah, because you don't want a gun. Keeps you too far away.
So interesting what we're doing here in this writer's room and what you always do in writer's rooms is sort of folding the sword, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know the ancient sword making technique where you
fold it?
Heat, fold,
oh, yes.
Pound out the weak points until there are no weak points.
Yes.
And so something where you pointed out like, hey, wait a minute, there's no green giant in this movie.
Right. I don't know if I pointed that out. I think I just brought up – I didn't realize that the magic eye – anyways, yes.
Yeah, I remember you saying, like, okay. Hey, wait a minute, Sean. There's no green giant in this movie. Why am I sitting in the theater paying, as you said, ticket
full
price?
Full ticket price.
Full ticket, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I said, Well, we got to get one. Now, we have made a mistake. We did not cast the Green Giant.
No.
And furthermore, we didn't cast Sprout.
Well, I mean, based on my experience, again, the way that you guys are handling this is beyond what I understand. But mm-hmm. if, as a consumer, mm-hmm. You'd want to stunt cast that Sprout because, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. and then Sprout's on the posters.
Maybe like a yes. Carrie Elway type.
Who? From The Princess Bride?
Carrie Elway, yeah.
You think he is an up-and-comer?
I think he's about to pop.
Hollywood Handbook.
So let's – maybe we'll like block out – let's do a scenario in one of these movies.
Okay.
And then we'll just kind of like picture who we see, you know, just like in the moment when that character enters the scene. We'll be like – able to be like, oh,
that
who
might
is
be
that?
Better.
In our
we
heads,
don't have
we're envisioning.
Do. Got it.
So
it.
Eugene, you're like a major like puncher and
– Yes.
So you are like a perfect – I'm not saying you will be cast as like a baby Van Helsing because we are looking at Cusack.
Yeah, but we're
like
different
for,
types.
But say like for this scene
– Okay.
You're baby Van Helsing Jr.
Okay.
Okay.
And you are just like going – like what's something he would do that's like going about his daily business?
Well, he's probably sucking on his rattle.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Yes.
This is a scene in the movie?
Yes. And so like in your – like your teeth hurt. You're like sucking on your rattle. You think it's a titty.
Okay.
And so – so you're going to, and your sword's like nearby because you always like have it like ready,
sure.
ready to go. And you feel a little like punch on your back, like oh. somebody's punching you.
Okay.
And you turn around, but there's nothing there. It's invisible. There's nothing, but it smells like alcohol.
And
the room smells strongly of
alcohol.
Of, yeah, reeks of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Like rubbing alcohol or like. Vodka.
It tastes yeah.
Rum.
The smell is kind of like yeah.
Like rum.
Like you play a character maybe that like drinks bottles of rum and in other situations.
Oh,
and
you've okay.
used that maybe as an excuse to be
Got
drunk
it.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So what do you do as baby Van Helsing Jr.? Now you're in like a, mm-hmm. a huge fight.
Right.
Yeah.
But the guy's invisible.
But yeah. let's see the scene. Let's see the scene.
Okay. 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 And I'm baby Van Helsing Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. And then are you, is that your line?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but we need the suckle.
Yeah. Suckle first.
Now do it. I'm baby Van Helsing Jr.
Huh.
Oh. What was that? It smells.
Damnable business manager.
I hear an Italian man.
Mordecai. Why did I do Mordecai?
It smells like alcohol in here. But I don't see anybody.
I should be allowed as many houses as I want.
Oh, I can...
I want 10 houses, I get 10 houses.
Oh, the sound is coming from that corner, though.
Oh, baby Van Helsing. Can what? You see me?
What? No, I can hear you.
Oh. Hey.
Why'd you push me?
Hey, it was an oops. I was just trying to keep my balance. Hey, you're on my side, right?
Sure?
Yeah. Guess I'm not a very sympathetic figure.
Did somebody call for backup? And that's the Green Giant.
Yeah.
Yes. And so who do you see when, like, he's coming in now to join this big fight?
To me?
Yeah.
That felt like friggin'
Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Ving, good. Baby.
Yeah.
That could be good.
Yeah.
We have the beef.
We have the peas, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
We have the peas.
Mm-hmm. We have the
we
peas.
We have the peas.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys will have the rights to...
Oh. Right?
Yes. This... I was really excited to be part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now you're even more probably.
I mean, yeah, I'm, I won't lie, I'm feeling a little confused.
And walk me through what is missing for you. Okay. Is it because We've talked so much about Bride of Frankenstein's and they're not in the scene.
No, well, I feel like that's a different movie.
Whose movie is this?
Yeah, whose movie is this?
Whose movie is this?
You guys beat me to it. Again, so this is just because I don't understand the business like you guys. The fact that you beat me to my own question shows me that I just don't understand.
Just operating off the template of the mummy.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting out. Here's a guy. He's not a mummy. Then there is a girl. She's a mummy. Maybe this guy becomes the mummy. But the whole center of the movie is somehow about Dr. Jekyll's laboratory.
Got it.
So, you know, for you to say whose movie is this.
Right, right.
That's the question you should be asking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because you're playing within the world of the Dark Universe.
The entire idea is whose movie is this?
Yes.
And is this a movie?
Okay. So, okay, so then I'm not that confused.
No, you are exactly where we want you to be. So, because
when you're asking me how I'm going to fight off the Invisible Man, it felt like a psychological thriller at that point of a man just dealing with his own emotions.
Yeah,
that we couldn't see, rather than a fight scene. Because I was thinking,
end up being much conflict.
Yeah, because I was looking.
Enough of this. Of all this, battling. You know, with these monsters. Like,
that is something that we've found to be expensive, hard to shoot.
Got it.
Hurting.
Got it. You know, like people are getting hurt. Is that what you meant? Hurting.
It is. The way we would put it is that it's being hurty to do it.
Oh. Okay. Being hurty.
There are some huge ouchies have been sustained through some of these early battle choreographies.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what my mind was like. Oh, if you're going to fight the Invisible Man, I was thinking of that scene from Crank where, there's oil all over the place, so you can't see him, but you would see his footprints.
Shredder's
through
brain?
The oils.
Oh, no.
The Ratchet and Crank spinoff movie.
Oh. You're thinking of Krang. You're thinking of Krang, and you're thinking of Ratchet and Crank, the video game?
Yes, I'm thinking of the smaller one, Krang.
God.
Specifically.
All right.
Okay, well, so
this
it's
is, again,
always
my
good.
Fault because I think I'm confused.
It's always – communication's always an issue on these things, especially when you're juggling all of these monsters.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
You guys got inspired. You bought a universe. Mm-hmm. You guys – invited
we bought
me
a Zooniverse.
You bought a Zooniverse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys bought Zootopia's
yes,
universe?
Yes, we bought a Zooniverse.
Yeah. We bought, and ideally, Matt Damon's character from We Bought a Zoo will also be in there. And he, I don't know if you know that name, but he's this brand new young actor just starting to sort of dip his toe in the water of Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And
comedy
he's
guy?
Thinking maybe it's time to be a lead. Comedy guy? To me, sure.
We sort of got him.
Wait,
because he's
a comedy guy?
Comedy guy, yeah.
But you're the comedy man.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if he was a comedy guy.
You're afraid he's coming for your crown.
Yeah. And I've actually heard of him because he's done a bunch of movies, I think.
But he's friends with this guy, this sort of up-and-coming comedy guy, Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan?
Yes. And so we're hoping to get him to be one of the – what other monsters do we have?
And this is something we're running into is we don't know the names of that many monsters.
Yeah. So we do need more monsters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Chupacabra, I think Nick Kroll kind of has that carved out. We can't do much
there. Is he going to be in it?
I guess we have to.
He's been around for a long time though, right?
Here's one sort of monster-y joke I've been – goofing around with.
Wait, I'm confused. This joke is part of the movie
what I do a lot of times is I sort of lay a joke out on the table.
Okay.
And you then make everyone else.
I let everybody else kind of deal with it.
Got it.
Yeah. So this would be there's a monster, and you guys know this, the succubus. You know about the succubus?
I don't know about the succubus.
Well, we're trying to get Jessica Tandy to play a succubus. And the succubus is a chick who's thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is kind of like a praying mantis is do sex on the guy, smash with him, and let him get it in. And then friggin' he's toast.
Yes.
But I think instead of maybe the succubus, maybe what she should be called is the suck till you bust.
So here's my We have been sort of.
This is one of the monsters in the monster.
We've been talking about this property. We talk about different platforms. Okay. We have maybe this. We have maybe the succubus. And what we do is we get a real
succubus.
We get a real bus, and maybe that bus becomes the succubus.
And
maybe that's a website.
Maybe it's the bus from the movie Slapshot.
Mm-hmm. Remember bus?
Okay.
The guy's hitting it with a hammer, and they go, "What are you doing to our bus?" And he goes, "Making it look mean." That scene in the
yes,
the film Slapshot. So perfectly, that calls perfectly to the mean succubus that we are now trying to expand into a property. But maybe it's driving around and it's a succubus.
And maybe, and like, the, and maybe the
guys get on.
Bus driver, right, yes, is another monster. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a particularly scary monster, mm-hmm. one we haven't talked about yet,
mm-hmm.
the grizzly bear. And it's played by Robert Redford.
I'm sorry. So
take your time. It's a lot to lay on you.
I do need, again, this is because I am not as experienced as you guys.
Mm. Thank you for saying that. So
no,
much.
No, no. Because it seems like anytime I have a question, you guys answer it very quickly and informatively.
Yeah.
So then I have.
And sometimes we don't answer it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me feel stupid for asking it in the first place, which means it was a dumb question.
Yeah. We go, hey, the answer to your question is, how about this other thing? Look over here.
You guys are magicians. Succubus as a bus.
Yeah.
Then is just then the vehicle like the Batmobile to these monsters? Is that what you guys are trying to say?
Or Jessica Tandy is the succubus in the
movie.
Does
she turn into the bus like what is that? That old cartoon where the teenager turns into a hot rod? I think it was called...
teenager turn into a hot rod. Man, hot rods make me think of the situation.
Okay, well,
we got a situation right under his t-shirt, his abs.
Are you just finding a way to get all of the Jersey Shore?
Cabs are here.
It's hard to not. When you talk about Hot Rod, it's like it's, of course,
got
that
it.
Invites him to bring up the situation. Okay. So,
are you thinking of the song Shoop?
Me?
Yeah, they want his body, the Hot Rod.
I didn't even realize that was a lyric in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want my body, it's a Hot Rod.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's good 12 inches to a yard.
Oh, now that you put them together, I do remember that.
Yeah, dude talking about his freaking wiener, man. You think I don't remember that lyric? That was when I freaking turned it up. Wait a minute.
Talk about wieners.
Yeah, finally, this song's getting into it. So, because I don't know what shoop means.
Right.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. So it is just going to be a bus.
We can go back through it.
Ride.
Jessica Tandy in the movie is going to play the succubus or potentially the sucktilubus.
Uh-huh. Sucktilubus.
As a way to do sort of viral marketing.
Oh, I see.
We get this real bus, which is the bus from Slapshot.
Uh-huh.
And
as the
we drive it around, and it. On the side it says the succubus.
And the grizzly bear is a monster?
The grizzly bear is part of the Famous Monsters University. Mm-hmm. Is played by Robert Redford.
Bob.
He is driving the succubus. And maybe the boy is driving our time. Maybe the boys are getting on it. Mm-hmm. And we turn whatever happens to them inside, we turn into a website.
You mean them getting... Do they have sex?
It's a second screen experience, Eugene.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'm getting a little sick of you not knowing much about showbiz.
I know. Sorry, I'm trying to stay on board because I feel like I have a good idea from my vantage point, but I don't see the overall picture like you guys see the overall picture. Like for instance, maybe I know how to fight one monster in particular.
Great.
Yeah. And see, this
perfect.
I just want to cut through the bullshit. We brought you in here so we could get to him, to get to King Kong.
Yes.
Will you get him to do this
movie? Can you call
movie?
Him or something?
What would someone like him, what would it take to...
Well, he's already locked into like four movies.
Mm.
And mind you, if you've seen it, he is a child. He's literally 13 years old at this point. So we're hitting him young. So, you know, this is like a Tremblay situation where he's already big time.
Yeah.
People are already talking about him, talking about the fact of who he's going to fight later in life.
So we can't get Kong. Can we get, then, the octopus he eats? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that guy didn't seem like he was going to be in the sequel.
Honestly, he's not.
Yeah.
But he's got, to be fair, that's the same octopus from Old Boy.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's got some years under him.
Talk about a fighter for the someone to fight the succubus.
Yeah.
With all those little suckers on him.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a tough matchup for her.
The octopus that King Kong's eating, having sushi.
So then the octopus would fight
the succubus.
The succubus or the bus itself? Are we talking about the lady? And who's playing it again?
It's Jessica Tandy.
Mm-hmm. Fragrant Tomatoes.
What was it?
Fragrant Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that.
Oh. She's sort of just starting to kind of hit the radar screen, just a little blip down in the bottom left corner, like, boop, boop. It's like, what's this new craft on
and
the horizon?
Jessica Tandy?
Jessica Tandy, yeah. She's done sort of an indie Fried Green Tomatoes, and we think that she's got a future.
So she's going to play
the succubus.
And the way that the so then she fucks an octopus?
You know what? Forget the succubus.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, because you seem to be getting tripped up on it.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking it's the succubus movie now, and you've reminded me
and you can't
that
get
we don't know whose movie it is.
And you can't get us King Kong.
Don't try to figure out whose movie it is.
And you can't get us King Kong, and you're talking around in circles. So here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
We don't really know how a lot of these monsters work. We've seen you beat up a monster. So what I want to say is,
yes.
Can you tell me how to, like, kill this one of these guys? Because what happens is we get all the monsters in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are mean. And then we don't know how to get out of the movie because they're so strong. You're kind of going like, what would you even do?
Yeah.
And then the movie's just the whole world's monsters? Oh, wait. Hey.
Oh, monsters world.
Never mind. Let's – Eugene, do you have a way
– wait, what?
To maybe get rid of these guys? Because a lot of them are hanging around a lot.
Yeah. I mean – each monster has a different power, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to fight them all individually.
Wolfman.
Wolfman?
Wolfman.
Don't forget Wolfman.
Mm-hmm. He's got a special power. Yeah. Well, Wolfman, does he turn into the wolf?
Not in this one.
He stays wolf?
No.
He stays man?
Yeah.
For now.
Through the whole movie?
For this one, yeah.
Guess who we got?
Who?
Beatty. Ned.
Warren's little brother.
Okay. And he stays a man the whole time.
He's staying man for now.
He stay a man?
Mm-hmm.
The ladies really don't want to see it. We tested it. The ladies don't like it when he becomes a wolf. They want to see just straight
they Ned. Want him all man. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this. Okay. We haven't really picked out how the wolf should look.
Yeah.
So one thing that this saves us from doing is committing to anything. If you see the mummy.
I'm sorry. I'm so – you guys seem to be on the same page as you always are. Is this the wolf man or the wolf man? Is it going to be a dog man? Eventually, because I guess we're not even going to know.
Dogman's a different guy.
That's okay. Different, yes.
Dogman is in it. He's also staying man for now.
Dogman is in it?
Dogman's in it.
That's another monster in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Dogman is in it. He's really, actually, really good in it. It's Benjamin Bratt. and he crushes. He stays man the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But what you see at the very end is the dog catcher kind of gives him a side eye.
Ah, and that's
like
how
you
know.
Recognize him from somewhere inside the pound, maybe.
Okay. This is all in this first movie of your guys' Dark Universe.
I guess.
Yeah.
You.
Jesus, Eugene.
I know.
They have to be so long. These movies are so incredibly hugely long, we've realized.
Yeah.
And so it's like you just have to keep – the way it works is you just have to keep adding more characters.
Okay.
And just kind of introduce – like as soon as you've introduced one, like they're off and now you have another one.
Yeah.
Like you're showing them and then they're gone and then the movie's finally over.
If people walk out of a sort of a clean 90-minute movie that they understand, you've already lost.
Got it.
Because there's no reason to come back for the next one.
Yeah.
A lot of times what you're able to do is you go like, hey, you just sat through 3 hours – most of it you didn't know what was going on. Come back in a month, and then you'll get some more pieces of the puzzle and hopefully more questions, too.
Got it.
So let's talk about just the slate of characters. I do want to get it all up on the board. We have Frankenstein, who's Ronnie. We have the Bride of Frankensteins, who's Sammy Sweetheart and Angelina Jolie. We have the Invisible Man, who's Depp. We have the Green Giant, who's Ving Rhames. We have Baby Van Helsing Jr., who is Cusack. We have Sprout. Did we cast Sprout?
No.
Is Sprout Baby Groot?
Sprout should be Baby Groot.
Okay. We have...
Wait, Vin Diesel or Baby Groot?
Baby Groot. See, that's a good question. Do we just have... Do you get Vin Diesel doing Baby Groot?
I mean...
How best to approach this?
I don't mean to
you
be...
You've got to remember that his dad is Ving Rhames.
Okay, that's right.
So too similar?
To me,
yeah.
It's a little bit of matchy.
Match,
too matchy.
Matchy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what too I want to do is shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get and hang on. I'm thinking and I'm going to come out with a name that is going to really work. And what I need to do now is just reach a little bit deeper, Kira Sedgwick. Is Sprout.
Great.
And that's the kind of colorblind, genderblind casting that we're famous for.
Wolfman is Ned Beatty. The succubus or the succubus.
I'm so sorry.
Jessica Tandy.
I'm so, so sorry.
I'm almost done.
Can we cast Kira Sedgwick as Sprout if the closer is in this as one of the monsters?
Wow. Yeah, that's a. Because, yeah, the closer does have to be a monster.
It's problematic.
Okay, so we need a new Sprout then, I guess.
Okay, but keep going and we'll circle back.
The closer is one of the monsters?
Yeah, the closer is one of the monsters. Mm-hmm. Because imagine being stuck in an interrogation room with her and you're like...
It's like friggin' scarier than Dracula.
Yeah, basically.
Dogman, I think, is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
We do have more characters that we need to cast.
Well, you have the grizzly bear.
I'm sorry, I forgot grizzly bear played by Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we need to find spots.
Yeah.
For people in this for some of the other monsters in this universe.
The up and coming names that
you
guys have.
Yes, Elvira. Who is Elvira? And what's the kind of her role in
who's
this?
Playing Elvira, or who is Elvira playing?
Yes, sorry, I meant who is Elvira going to play in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. Wow. Well, I mean, we sort of two birds, one stone if we make her Sprout.
That's perfect. Okay, who are some of the other characters that we need? Do you have the character list?
Wait, how about – I'm sorry, again. It feels like there's a lot of monsters already in your – in your universe here.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've kind of heard them all and so far and can
you have my, not heard them all.
That's
you
what
have
I not so heard far. So far
the eight legged freaks are in it.
Yeah. Pugsley is in it, Pugsley Adams.
Okay, so there is a lot more. I feel, you know, as
the Boz.
Yeah.
The Boz?
Brian Bosworth, college football player.
Remember Paul, the alien, Paul?
Uh-huh.
Remember the Spaced Invaders?
Yes.
Yeah, they're in it.
Okay, so they're all in it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, so I guess I don't know.
Splice is in it. Dren from Splice.
The woman, the...
Friggin' thing.
The spliced woman man thing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The jacket from the Adrian Brody movie, The Jacket.
Oh, whoa.
Species.
Species is in it, and that is a good scene, right? Species walks in on the Brides of Frankenstein and goes, room for one more? And they go, no. She leaves.
That's the whole scene?
You hear her like, walking down the stairs.
Yes.
Heels on cement.
Oh, baby. Michael Winslow's in it.
She goes home.
Yeah.
So you hear that all in the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Again, I only know my experience with what I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So, God damn it, Eugene. Will you stop it?
Okay. Stop minimizing yourself.
I'm sorry.
You've done so much in this business.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to stay on board with this universe that you've created, which, yes, I will buy admission for. But as far as to kill any of these, the humans seem pretty easy. You just kill them as humans.
Smash them with a hammer.
Yeah. Smash them with a hammer on top of their head, right between the eyes. So they look back at you first, and then you strangle them.
Mm-hmm.
You which know, are these
the usual, piano
which are these are human? Because the only humans that I can think of in this list so far is
Wolfman,
the Closer,
Dogman.
Yes, Closer. Wolfman and Dogman are both humans.
Still, right?
Yes.
And then the Closer.
Okay.
Oh, so Pete's dragon.
Yeah, Pete's dragon, and he's protecting them.
So that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
The monsters fighting each other is how they're going to kill you. So you have to have them turn on each other.
Yeah.
You know.
You want to know who's playing Pete's dragon?
Who?
Billy Joel.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.